Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thursday morning, welcome in at MGM Network. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, he's getting set up in New York. He will be with us in just a quick moment. A lot of stuff happening today. Some of it is going to take a very serious tone. Wow. That story coming out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, truly is unbelievable. Something that's thrown around a whole lot in the media space, but that story was, if you did not follow it all the way with all the stuff that was unveiled last night, just shocking stuff coming out of there. We will get to that in a moment. We've got a craptastic Thursday night football game. I don't know if either of us are going to have any serious bets on this one. We'll try to break it down. Maybe we'll give you guys some angles on that. I've got one prop angle that I think is worth discussing, but maybe a disgusting game that we're going to get there. Survivor plays. Not a full breakdown. We've got all these big point spreads. I'll let you know what I'm doing this week. I'm still alive in one that's worth $500,000. We've got Andy Molitor dropping by from the Deep Dive podcast. Kenny White, he'll tell you where the short money is, where his numbers are at, where they're leading him as far as a bet goes this week. Don't forget Army-Navy going down this weekend. I keep hearing a lot of conversation that, oh, yeah, you know what? It would be great if you have these play-in games and people kind of forget about Army-Navy. Like, that's a big tradition in college football. And if you were to have play-in games this weekend, nobody would pay any attention to that. And those that have been there, I hear them say it all the time. It's a bucket list. You got to go there. It's one of the best traditions, great sights in all of sports. And then you want to throw that by the wayside. But hey, anything for a few extra bucks, that's the way of the world right now. So Andy Molitor, Kenny White will hang out. 10 toes down. I think we'll remember to do that this week, 11 a.m. Eastern. Got mine set. It is certainly related to college football. Hopefully I'll stay in that lane because I can go down a bunch of other lanes today. If you've been sticking with the show recently, you understand where I'm at. Joe Ostrowski here at Joe Ostrowski over on X. Sam at SP Shoot. Again, he will be with me in just a moment here on Bet Sweats, hanging out with you over the next 3 hours. That Thursday Night Football breakdown, we're going to get to that coming up in about 20 minutes. Can't promise it's going to last a full segment because I don't know that there is a good 15 minutes worth of stuff to break down in that one. All right. Michigan bombshell comes out late yesterday afternoon. And it's a bombshell because of the timing, not because of the action in the end. The actions of Sharon Moore, certainly a bombshell. But I don't think people saw this this one happening if you're on the outside. Now, if you follow Michigan football at all, this is not a surprise. And then last night, I see a number of tweets that were uncovered week or two ago. Sean Moore's getting fired. Sean Moore's getting fired. And if you know anybody that covers Michigan football, if you talk to them at all, some of the stuff that came out, people knew. People knew. I've felt for a while that they wanted to fire him for football reasons. And then what Michigan ends up doing yesterday, something very different. Sammy P with us here on Bet Sweat. Sammy, just starting to introduce and get into what happened yesterday with Sharon Moore. And, you know, you're a guy that's certainly plugged in, and you hear rumors before the rest of the world hears them. If you know anybody loosely connected to Michigan football, there are a lot of these Sharon Moore rumors that seem to shock the world yesterday. And right now you have, we'll dive into it, but right now you have a lot of media outlets that are very scared, that they don't want to touch everything. They don't want to touch all of the details that are involved here.
Someone told me yesterday, if they were winning, this would have looked the other way. And I said, that's messed up. It is. But if you think about it, in the last 15, 20 years, we have had multiple scandals. Granted, not this bogus and not this messed up, but winning does cure everything in college sports. They stopped winning. And I think that says a lot about the stature of the program and the way things were going. You know, if they went 11-1 this year, do we find this out? And honestly, to not know that answer makes me sick.
Oh, I think it's a fat no. Oh, it's a definite no. That was my initial reaction when this comes out. Sharon Moore fired, and then you see why. Like, you know what? They would have covered it up if they were winning. If they have the year that they expected to have with the freshman quarterback, I think they absolutely cover it up. Because you know what? The evidence is that they did cover it up. Where was this? I just mentioned there were tweets out there a week or two ago, Sharon Moore is going to get fired. Why did he not get fired a week or two ago? There was all this smoke. Everybody in Ann Arbor knows about this, believe it or not. They knew about this for quite some time, and he still had a job. Why is that? Oh, that's right. A week ago when people were saying this guy's getting fired, you have National Signing Day. You have Michigan bringing in multiple five-star football players. They bring in 13 four-star athletes. Four-star athletes are phenomenal. And then think of even better, arguably the best edge in the country coming to Michigan. Another player that's top eight in the country, one of the best running backs coming to Michigan. I'm sure that had something to do with it. And now what for those players? You guys going to leave? You can leave. That's the world we live in. We fired the coach. You're allowed to leave. These are the rules. But you know what? They used up all their NIL money over there. Oh, yeah, over there they used up their money too. Now you're kind of screwed. Oh, you don't know who your head coach is going to be next year. There are so many layers to this. But let's not get beyond point one. Sharon Moore is a piece of garbage. And that's what everything here goes back to. The people that run that university are pieces of crap, and so is the head coach that was preaching a whole lot. He blew up his family because he was horny. Blew up with his wife. He has three daughters. That team, those kids he's bringing in, those kids that are on that team right now that are expected to play in a bowl game against Texas. Are you kidding me? What a piece of crap. And the reports last night is he is sitting in county jail, guys. He is sitting in county jail because of unconfirmed reports of what he was doing. Why? Well, he's a suspect in an alleged assault. I was listening to our sister station, The Ticket, this morning, and they would mention it during the updates. They didn't want to go into all the details like in long form during the shows, but they would talk about the unconfirmed reports. Those unconfirmed reports. He went to the home of the alleged staffer that he had an inappropriate relationship with. that female, went to her home, try to talk to her, I assume as all of this is going on. Then he breaks into her home with a knife. That's why he's in jail right now. Those are the unconfirmed reports that are out there. So there is reports that he may have threatened her life. He may have threatened his own life, which his world is crumbling down. Everything is ending in a short period of time as a head coach of the Michigan Wolverines after 2 years. So, I mean, there are a lot of layers to this, Sammy, but one thing we have to keep going back to is that Sherrone Moore is human filth.
Very, very fitting that we were watching the Diddy documentary this week, and then you get this on Wednesday. And, you know, social media naturally was on fire yesterday. I thought the most fair point was that Sherrone Moore didn't take any risks on the field, but risked it all off the field.
Very good.
Fourth and one at the other team's 40. Nah, we're going to take it easy. We're not going to take any risks. 22-year-old staffer, all in. Like, that's what happened, man. And yep. I don't know what's going to happen in this bowl game. You know, as we kind of spin it forward, Michigan plays on December 31st, and we did see some line movement. Texas was 5.5 last night. This all starts coming out, and what does the betting world do? Pow, 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 Texas. So betting against Michigan, the staffer's team, if you will, 5.5 to 6.5, and now Texas minus 7 at multiple books.
Yeah, there are also other reports that this staffer got a massive raise recently. And that didn't raise enough eyebrows over there, 22 years old. All of a sudden, just a massive raise out of nowhere. Everybody gets some money. It truly is an unbelievable story. And there's a whole lot of layers to it. I mean, yesterday, as it comes out, there's more. Every time you turn around, there's more. Okay, now we have this coming out. Now he's in jail. Like, what? What the hell happened there? Good hire. After Jim Harbaugh, this is your choice. So you would think, and there's been a lot of scandals at Michigan recently. Those at the very top. Who's making the next hire, by the way? Like, what do you do now? Do you just blow up the program for a year? Do you keep your interim guy you've already hired? Like, okay, it's going to be a mass exodus, I think. If people can find a landing spot, they're all going to leave. Like, why would you want to continue to be associated with this program? Like, what about the people with the money? Are they going to keep funneling all that money into the program right now? I'm sure they will. These are Michigan lifers, but they're not happy about it. They're not happy about anything going on. It's an embarrassment. Embarrassment. We've got odds on the next Michigan coach. You want them?
Let me guess, because the big name I heard yesterday, at least – the golden goose name from a couple people that are close to the situation, Kalen DeBoer is number one.
Yeah, he was the second favorite for that. I've heard that name a whole lot ever since yesterday. The favorite right now at Bet Online is Jesse Minter. He's plus 250. DeBoer plus 275. Jed Fish plus 450. Kenny Dillingham at about 5-1. I'll throw out some other names that are near the top of the board. Joe Brady, Jeff Brom, Lincoln Riley, Dayball, PJ Fleck. Like, there are all sorts of names. I was surprised, not that he won't go there, it's just the name that's been out there. I was surprised I had to go all the way down to 16-1 before I saw Marcus Freeman, just because of the opinion that Michigan has of themselves. And, you know, hey, they did win a national championship recently, but it's dirty over there in Ann Arbor now. Like, these top names, I don't think they want to touch that one. But in Ann Arbor right now, they're thinking big. They think they're going to get a big name, and that if they had this job open, you know, when Penn State, when Florida, when LSU was open, like, they would have been the number one job. I don't know if that's its case right now. Maybe you don't want to be the guy after this mess.
And then you always see the big names that are not going to go there. I saw Gruden thrown around. Don't think that's going to happen. Saw Saban's name. Saw Dan Lanning's name. You know, some of these other places like Kalshi. I don't think there's a bet to be made. I'm certainly not going to bet a guy like Saban or Gruden or Lanning. DeBoer at 270, I guess, if you made me bet it, that would be my move, because the more you hear about Kalen DeBoer at Alabama, he's already kind of fed up with it. And he got this team into the playoff this year. They're in the college football playoff. And the fan base and the boosters are like, are we sure he's the guy? They would love him in Ann Arbor. They don't love him in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, they've dealt with, like, Brady Hoke, you know? They've dealt with Rich Rod. Like, that would be a nice boost there. Yeah, they don't know how it is. They don't remember what it was like before Nick Saban, so they don't know how to react. And you're right. Every loss is the worst thing in the world. And maybe people are thinking, oh, well, you're near the top in the SEC. Why would you leave that? Well, Sam just explained why. And yes, the top is very strong in the Big Ten. There's a lot of easy wins, man. Like, once you get to the fourth team in the Big Ten, is it really that impressive? We've got our three playoff games this year, two in the running for a title. Jeff Schwartz would say three, maybe. Oregon there. But once you get to fourth, fifth, like USC, Michigan, bad year. Michigan standards. You said, if they win, they probably sweep this under the rug. Wholeheartedly agree. I had that same reaction. But, like, once they're the fourth or fifth best team in the conference right now. So that tells you how down the Big Ten is after their top three.
I will say, thinking about the Citrus Bowl on the 31st of December, I would still take seven with Michigan, because I don't think the roster is going to change that much. I don't, personally.
Yeah.
We got 20 days, though. We got 20 days to get this exodus that could happen. I don't know, because now I think all the players in Michigan get the benefit of the doubt and get maybe some extra wiggle room to make their next step, because this is a scandal. And usually when a scandal happens, players get time to make their decisions.
Great debate. Yeah, there's enough time to recover from all the noise. Who's playing for Texas? Who's playing for Michigan? We'll be talking about that a lot. You'll see some line movement for sure. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats. Thursday Night Football breakdown next here on the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Week 15, I think that's where we're at, right? Yeah, got a month of regular season football left. Week 15, Joe O, Sammy P, kicks off tonight with a crap game, Sam. I think you mentioned it quickly, like, yeah, I'm not really interested in this game. And then I'm like, okay, I'll give it a chance. I start to break it down. I'm looking at the numbers beyond the point spread and the total, some angles in this game matchups. I'm like, eh. Good job scheduling Festivus tonight, because I don't want to watch this game at all. That's where I'm at. I think I've got one prop angle that I could get to, but I don't even know if this player is in the game. Side, total, just not interested. I don't know what the hell you're going to get from these two teams. Neither of them is any good.
My carometer in general is at about a 2 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
My carometer for this game is about a 1. I'll find a prop. We'll hear the room later in the show. You know, they do keep betting Atlanta, though. And, you know, this number was 5.5 on the open look ahead. And some books got to 4 yesterday. So that was a nice move on the dog. But here we go. Day of the game, 4.5, 4.5, 4.5, 4.5. So the resistance came on Tampa at 4. The total's been bet up. South Point's up to 44.5. MGM 44. Open 43.5. So a little money on the over, a little bit of a push on Atlanta, which was then met with Tampa Bay money at -4. I'm sure there's going to be something in the room later where we go, oh, that's the fade. There it is right there. Like a running back's receiving yardage prop or something like that. But I'm not watching this game tonight. I'm in New York. I'm actually staying tonight and doing the show here tomorrow too. So I'm going to get out in the city again. I'm not watching the game. I ain't betting the game. I really just don't care anymore. That's sort of where I'm at.
Are you reading my mind right now?
Well, yeah. You know, I had another meeting yesterday with the bosses. So after that, I'm like, you know what? I just don't care anymore.
It sounds like all three of us did. Individual meetings. A lot of fun. Yeah, look, if I'm in some sort of a pool where I've got to pick every game, like, okay, I've got to make a selection on this game. It's not cracking a top 5. It's not cracking a top 7. I'm in one where you got to pick 7. And every week they give money to a winner if you go 7-0 ATS, which had a nice start last week. Then it goes up in flames. Thanks, Pete Carroll. But, yeah, no, it's tough to get there. If you want to fade either team, you have a strong argument. If you want to approach it and say, I'm going against the Falcons, did you see them last week? First off, you're going against Kirk Cousins. That's not a bad idea to do in general at this stage in his career. And did you see them last week against Seattle? Yeah, they hung, but they didn't hang because they were putting any points on the board. It was 6-6. And then Seattle in the second half, 31-3. Boom, lights out. Like, get the hell out of here. So, But fading Cousins isn't a bad idea. So I was looking at him. Last 3 weeks has been the starter. And where's this offense been with him? They're number 22 in the NFL EPA per play, EPA per dropback, also 22nd. So they're not a bottom feeder. They're like right on the border of being a bottom 10 offense. That's not a big surprise. Like, there will be quarterbacks out there on Sunday that are worse than Cousins. I'm not trying to sell you on Cousins +4.5. I'm just saying what it is. Like, he's not at the very bottom, but he's also not average. And then if you want to go against the Bucs, you can sign me up for that anytime. And I've been trying to tell people this for a number of weeks. And then we saw it on display, and people were shocked. How do you lose to the Saints at home if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Well, they showed you. And they've been playing like this for a while. I don't understand the shock there that they lose 24-20 to New Orleans. They were awful on third and fourth down, converted only 5 out of 20 times. this, I know a lot of people are pointing to Baker because I think that's a low hanging fruit, the easy thing to do, because you remember him being talked about as a possible MVP candidate. Well, it's not all Baker. It's actually been more of the defense. Ever since the week 9 bye, we've had 5 Bucks games. They are 1-4 straight up, 0-5 against the spread. They have not covered a game. Now, tougher competition, sure. New England, Buffalo, LA Rams. But the last 2 weeks, we're talking about Arizona and New Orleans. Not winning against New Orleans, not covering either of those two games. EPA per play since week 10. Offensively, 24th. Defensively, 29th. They do stop the run, so you can credit them for that. But the secondary is giving up a ton of passing yards. I honestly don't want to hear it when it comes to Baker. Like, I was watching Ibuka last week. He could not catch a pass, and this defense can't stop anybody, and you're letting Tyler Shuck come in and beat you in his rookie campaign. So, fading the Falcons, sure. Fading the Bucks, sure. Take your choice. I don't want anything to do with the side or total. If I had to pick it, I would just take the points in the Falcons because it's more than a field goal.
Reinforcements on the way for Tampa. So they activated Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan, both of them off of injured reserve. Those are two more weapons for Mayfield. That's a good thing. Evans, we haven't seen since, I believe, week 7. Yeah, suffered a broken collarbone against the Lions week 7. So that's good, right? Relatively.
What does he have left?
Also,
I don't think he was very good before the injury.
I still looked at him, though, to catch a touchdown at plus 170. That did cross my mind because this morning on my walk to work, because my Uber canceled, 30 degrees outside, walk to work, I'm like, well, I might as well pull up some props. Evans is plus 175, you could find. Now, the other part of that is that Wirfs is back as well. So if you're Baker, you're about as excited as you've been in a while because you got Evans, you got Godwin, Irving's healthy, he's playing, Wirfs is back, they're all pro left tackle. This is as healthy as Tampa's offense has been in a while.
It is. You're right. There's no doubt about that.
You don't seem to care. You don't seem to like, not, I don't want to say not care, but like that doesn't seem to be enough to get you to Tampa.
No, definitely not. I've been watching this team the last 5 weeks. And I think they suck. I don't think they're any good. And I hope Carolina takes a division. They're tied for the lead with Carolina. And that would be a cool story. Shout out Eric Eager. If they were able to steal this division away from the Bucks, and they're still minus 300, even though they're tied with Carolina, they have both of those matchups to go. I really hope the Panthers win this division. I don't have any money on it, but maybe I should. Like, you threw out the idea the other day of pairing Carolina with some other ideas, and you can get a pretty juicy number. That's not bad at all. Drake London's out. That's bad for the Falcons. You've got some questionable players. Okay, here's a player that I was thinking about, but he's listed as questionable, so I don't even know if it's up right now. They usually don't post it on Thursday mornings if someone is questionable for that night. But I was looking at, we do have some numbers. Okay, what is Cousins doing with the football? Where's he going? Does he have a favorite target? Now, if London's on the field, he's going to be any quarterback's favorite target because that's the smart move to make. You go to the best player on the field as far as the receivers. So Bijan could be in a tough spot because it actually is a good rushing defense. But passing game, maybe Bijan gets involved. I'm not a fan of running back receiving props. Some people are. I just find them to be quite random no matter what the matchup ends up being. Looking at Kyle Pitts, last two games with Cousins under center, 13 receptions, 18 targets, 172 yards, and he's got long grabs each game, 24 and 30. So 5.5 receptions is the number. Okay, that's kind of close. 58.5 yards. I could see him flying over that number, 58.5. I think that's pretty good. Longest reception, 20 and a hook. Okay, that's kind of up there for a tight end, even though he's not your general tight end. Anytime touchdown for Pitts, plus 230. So what jumps out to me, Sam, is yardage, 58.5 for Pitts.
I'm looking at the board here, receptions. Mm-hmm. Guess who has the highest reception prop? Kyle Pitts, 5.5.
Of course.
Highest in the game. Yep.
In the game.
5.5. Yep. Damn. Highest of any player. So Pitts is 5.5. Robinson, 4.5. And, of course, the over is juiced because everybody's going to think Uncle Kirk, check down city. So that number's 4.5, the over minus 125 on Robinson catches, 4.5. And then for Tampa, Abuka 3.5, Godwin 3.5, Evans 3.5. I might go vintage Evans game, man. I might. 3.5 catches over, plus 110. I might do it.
Now, to your point about the touchdown idea is, okay, let's say he's back on the field. He's good to go. They took him off IR. He's listed as questionable, right? Or is he 100% playing? He's questionable.
Evans?
Yeah. I think they
he's going to go.
Yeah, he took him off IR, right? We've seen in the past, like most years, when he's got a bonus looming, they go to him. When there's a potential, remember when he was going to break the team record? I want to say that was at the end of the year. Like, they go to him. They target, they love that dude. He is one of the best players in franchise history. Like, he's going to go down as the best Bucs receiver of all time. No questions about it. So I could see it. If they come out and say he's in, I don't think that's a bad angle at all with Evans. Even though I don't think he has a ton left, you know, and he's just coming back from the injury, Baker's still going to go to him because he can't trust the guys that he has right now. I told you, Abuka was dropping everything last week.
It really is roulette, though, for the Tampa guys in terms of catches. You got three guys at 3.5. Now, the juice does change a lot. Abuka's over minus 155 at BetMGM. No thanks. Over 3.5, minus 155. Godwin over 3.5, minus 135. And then there's Evans over 3.5, plus 110. Irving 2.5, Mooney 2.5. Well, Mooney's on the other team. Payne Durham 1.5, Rashad White 1.5. We're really going deep because usually we don't scroll the board like this. Yeah, I mean, like that's what we're doing. We're scrolling receptions props because we hate the game.
Look, we're supposed to talk about it tomorrow morning at the start of the show, right? So, like, that's why. If I'm average sports fan, I got a 9-to-5. I got two kids and a wife at home. There are certain days where I'm like, yeah, honey, we don't have to watch a football game. Whatever you want to do tonight. You want to go out to dinner? Okay, let's do it. It's crappy outside. I know the weather sucks. Want to just hang out? You want to watch a Christmas movie? I'm cool with it. That's where I would be. If I'm not in this industry, there's a 0% chance I'm watching this game tonight.
You want to take an edible and stare at the ceiling?
Yep.
Sure, honey.
Yep. I watched episode 3 of Diddy last night.
And?
Yeah, it was. I knew a lot of that stuff, so it wasn't as surprising to me. Gross, but I love that Fitty found a lot of people just willing to go in on that dude. No holding back. I felt like in some of them, people were holding back a little bit. None of it. You're certainly spot on as far as that goes.
I still think the quote of the entire documentary is when they found the guy that he used to roll with. He was a writer and sort of a producer. When he said, why do we hang out with Diddy? Why do we care to be a part of the group when we're going to go to jail, court, or die? And I'm like, dude, that. And you notice there's a lot of repetition in the documentary. At the beginning and end of every episode, 50 Cent throws the same text up. The three little paragraphs.
Yes.
And he used that quote about, you know, jail, court, or die multiple times. You'll see a lot of the same cuts or quotes in multiple episodes to kind of drive home the point. That is such a powerful quote from a guy who used to be in the circle with Diddy. Why do we hang out with him? We're going to go to jail, court, or die. That's an insane quote, man.
Insane. I haven't seen the last episode, but the Tupac stuff for me, episode 2, I think that was the best because there are a lot of stuff that wasn't out there before. And like, man, they know they know what happened, and you're still waiting. They got him eventually.
Well,
they got Sharon Moore eventually too.
How about the gigolo that they were hiring to, you know?
Wow, that was crazy.
And well, so like they would all be doing their thing, and then Cassie would be playing the music, and then the gigolo even said a Tupac song would come on, and Diddy would freak out and be like, turn that off. That's mm-hmm. weird too, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole
you
thing
ain't gonna
weird.
Do nothing.
There's nothing normal.
Yeah. Told that guy you ain't gonna do nothing.
Oh, so gross. I get
a lot
sick
of pieces of garbage. Grow up. So many pieces of garbage in this fine world of ours. All right, what do we got next? Line moves. Yeah, there are a lot of those big spreads. We're seeing some movement, some up, some down. Talk about that next. Joe O, Sammy P, Andy Molitor, top of the hour here on BetSweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I got to follow up, Sam, before we get to some of these line moves. I'm not the most experienced Uber driver. You know, I got Uber rider. I have the, you know, like an app like everybody else out of town. I'm going to use it here and there, but I'm not downtown anymore much. Not the biggest traveler in the world, even though Gracie told me I'm going to be a big traveler. I'm really looking forward to that stage in my life coming up. What happened with Uber? Because I see some of these videos that people post and they go viral, like the arguments with some riders and stuff about canceling rides, not canceling rides. What happened this morning?
So nothing crazy, just inconvenient. I called the car at 8:25 to get picked up at 8:30 for a 12-minute ride to our studio. So, okay, do the math. We're math guys. If you pick me up at 8:30 and it's a 12-minute ride, I'll get here at 8:42. 8:36, 8:37, car's still two blocks away. Traffic, apparently. And, you know, New York is littered with one-way streets. So the driver, I could probably walk to the driver before the driver can drive to me. So at 8:38, just cancels the ride. Like, okay, so am I going to do this again? Am I going to call another car and go through this again? Or do I just hoof it? Well, 12-minute ride became a 26-minute walk in 30-degree New York, baby. I was going to run, too, for you guys. I was going to run. I was going to kind of scoot. And then I decided why. Nothing matters. I'll just be 2 minutes late.
Yeah, it's fine. It's don't look at it as running for us. Look at it as running for them. And do you really want to run for them?
But in all reality, say I had a very important meeting today at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling a car at 8:25 to get picked up at 8:30 to get dropped off to my very important meeting at 8:42. And Uber just decides, well, nah, get another one. Like, what if this was actually very important? What if I was meeting the Queen of England today at 9 o'clock? What would the excuse be?
What if you had a job interview?
Well, with this company or with another company?
Another company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that was it. That sucks. So then I just walked. Yeah, and I'm looking down, and it's 31 degrees. I'm like, how much longer?
But was
24
it
more minutes?
Because you were moving, like, I'm sure there are a lot of bodies around you being New York. You probably weren't even cold.
No, I was fine. Yeah. Just pick me up. Yes. If you're gonna provide a service, just pick me up. And don't cancel 8 minutes late. If you're going to cancel at 8:30, not at 8:38.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, what do you got?
One counterpoint, Sam. It is New York. You walk outside. There's cabs everywhere, brother.
True.
I know.
I could not find one.
Really? And
at that point, I just decided, like, with the traffic, because sometimes, and I've done this every Wednesday into Thursday now, there have been some times when I've called or at least called up the phone. And when it was nicer, I would walk more. So I'd pull up the map, like Google Maps, and the studio's on 54th. So I'd pop the address in on Google Maps, and it would say 18 minutes to drive, 21 minutes to walk. And at that point, traffic. You're like, well, I guess I'll just walk. So it's not that I didn't want to walk or couldn't walk. It's that I'm literally 2 minutes late because of the driver that bailed on me. So,
yeah.
Live and learn, I guess.
Also, to Sam's point, like, I've seen this on Twitter lately. Yeah. Like, Uber drivers, like, do this where they'll, like, accept a ride, and then they'll go pull into a parking lot and sit there for 40 minutes, wait 100%. For you to cancel so that they get the cancellation. Like, they'll try to wait you out. And then, like, they'll just wait and wait and wait so that they have to – so that you have to cancel – and they get the cancellation fee regardless. Like, Uber drivers will just willy-nilly accept, and it's like, oh, I don't want to go there. That's too far. They'll just try and wait you out. Like, that's happened to me. Like, I've watched an Uber driver, like, on the way, and then they'll just, like, pull into an alley, and then they just sit there, and, like, I'll play the game. I don't care. I'm not paying $5 cancellation fee. Like, you cancel it, brother. Like, I've seen that on Twitter. No. Like, people, like, it happens a lot.
We're not playing that game. I'd show up and beat the brakes off some guy if he tried to pull him out of me. Pull him
running out of down the street with a brick.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever heard of Mark Sanchez? Pow! Pull him right out of the car, bro.
Oh, man. There's no doubt in my mind, especially today, right? Of all days. Or any day in the last couple months. Yeah.
Yesterday was tough, man. Yesterday was tough. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how much we want to get into. I mean, at this point, whatever. What are they going to do?
We got 2.5 more hours. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Let's slot something in at 11:20.
For a while.
I heard tomorrow's show starts at 10. 11:20 Eastern. Yeah. Yeah.
What show? What show tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. We'll pivot for now. We'll probably circle back, I'm sure, maybe a half dozen times before the show wraps by noon Eastern time. line moves. We'll get to that coming up here. I'll just let you know what's happening in Survivor. I know a lot of people are out. There are some people tracking what's going on with Circa. They're down to the final 10 in for the quest for $18.7 million. It's been wild. You enter Thanksgiving with $900, and now, just a few picks later, now we're sitting there with $10. But that's the crazy upsets that we've seen in the NFL over the last couple of weeks. Look, biggest point spread, Seattle, almost nobody has them. If you're looking at the big point spreads, like the other options are Jacksonville, San Francisco, Philly. I don't want to take Philly. I think almost everybody has them available. I have no interest in taking this team. With all the noise, everything's a mess. No, until I see it, I don't trust that team, that organization right now. So then I'm stuck with Jacksonville and San Francisco. One of my rules is no Jacksonville. I can't go down taking the Jacksonville Jaguars in the big pool that I'm in. And so then I'm left with San Francisco coming off a bye against Tennessee, the worst team in football, in the spot that I've been waiting to use them. They'll probably be most popular. Pool Genius says in standard pools, they're going to be at 32%, Philly 27%. That levels it out a little bit with all these heavy favorites. So right now I'm thinking I'm going to go with the Niners.
Honestly, I think you got to shake this no Jacksonville stuff. Why can't you take Jacksonville as a 13-point favorite?
No, I can. I can, but I also have the San Francisco option.
You won't do it, though. Don't BS a BSer.
But they also get Indy next week. So, like, there's a bunch of chances to use Jacksonville and Tennessee the last week. I want to save that to win the pool.
Paul.
That's
Paul,
such a worse spot.
That is such a worse spot,
Joe. You get to the end of the season.
Yes.
And you use Jacksonville.
Yeah, let's go.
Blow it for you.
I'll be unemployed. I got nothing. Let's go all the way in. This is how we change
the
mojo.
Joe, we'll never see you again. If you lose Jacksonville to win the pool. Oh, that's the worst thing ever. You might as well do it now. Like, we're all, you know, might as well loop everything together. If you're going to lose on Jacksonville, this is the.
Do we know the Jets quarterback? Do we know who's playing?
Who cares?
I kind of care.
Because here's the thing.
This is insane.
I got to back Sam. As a Jaguars.
Geez, I can't use Jacksonville here because I got to save him for a divisional game.
Which might not matter to them.
No, I'm kidding about week 18. You have no idea which games are going to matter until we get there.
Right.
I don't save anybody from week 18. It's like, there will be options, I assume. I'm going to have to use Jacksonville. So you're saying that this is the time to use Jacksonville, not next week at Indy.
Yes.
Not in 2 weeks at Indy.
Philip Rivers with some rhythm, if he makes it through this weekend.
Rhythm? He'll be dead.
Well,
we're assuming, by the way, Philip Rivers is playing. He's not even active yet.
Oh, he's playing.
Right.
He's playing. You don't do all this to not play him. I think he's playing.
Okay. I hope so.
I keep getting slips, by the way, from people that I talk to. Notice. I didn't say people I respect, people that I talk to that are betting Rivers comeback player of the year.
GRP, huh? How's he doing?
It's not GRP.
No?
Joe, I don't know where else you'd use the Niners, to be fair.
I know. So next week they go to Indy. Right?
Yes.
That would be a spot, I would think. They'll be heavy
Monday
favorites.
Night. Monday night, Philip Rivers.
Nope, don't want that. Nope. Okay, you're probably right. Yeah.
Bears.
Bears this week?
No.
This is
No, I mean, Niners against the Bears on Sunday Night Football.
Oh,
imagine the Bears ending your life in Survivor.
Dude, this is crazy.
So many options here. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry for your entry, but like in my hypothetical brain, like if I hadn't used the Eagles when they knocked me on the double pick, I was definitely using them against the Chargers. So there's almost some relief with that.
That you don't have to use them now?
That I'm dead. Yeah. That I was dead either way.
I'd be fine with any of the big favorites. It's not Philly. That's kind of
funny. That spot doesn't worry me. But I was also high on them against the Chargers.
I know. I just don't want any. It's a lot of bad stuff going on there. It's like if they were to lose, would you be shocked if the Raiders win outright?
More from a Raiders perspective, I'd be surprised.
Okay. All right.
That's a tire fire right now with Pete Carroll. Disaster. Yeah. And they get rid of Chip Kelly and think that's going to fix everything. No, the issue is you had holes on your offensive line, big holes. and you drafted a running back. Yes, that's the move. Only to be outdone by, I mean, looking back now, I know they went for it, so it's easy to applaud the move at the time. But imagine being the Colts right now, and you had Daniel Jones, who was, you know, playing at a level he's never reached in his career, and you decide as a franchise, this is our guy. Let's trade two first rounders for a cornerback. Like, imagine being a Colts fan right now.
To your point about the Raiders going Genty, you know which team is dead last in EPA per rush on offense this year?
Raiders?
Yep, Raiders.
Oh.
They packed,
surprise.
They drafted a running back very high in the draft to fix the run game, and they still have, by margin, the worst run game in the NFL. All right, we'll get Andy Molitor's thoughts on Week 15 National Football League. Joe O, Sammy P, you got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.